Nearly a quarter of all state spending in Tennessee goes towards students, teachers, and schools. But school districts have argued for years that it's not nearly enough, going so far as to file lawsuits against state officials. In order to head off a possible flood of litigation, the Tennessee legislature is trying to give itself the last word on education funding. WPLN's Chaz Sisk is here for our weekly chat to explain. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
The proposal in question adds 9 words, I counted them, to the Tennessee Constitution, in such manner as the General Assembly may determine. Tell me, why is that phrase important when it comes to state funding for education?
Yeah, well, this isn't so much about changing how the General Assembly, its role in the process. It's more about keeping the judiciary out of school funding. Here's how the sponsor, Knoxville Republican Bill Dunn, here's how he explains it.
This has to be put in here because we see across the country that there's judges stepping in saying, no, we're going to create the policy for our school systems, and that needs to be left with the General Assembly and then especially our local school boards.
So Dunn there was also talking there, you may have caught him talking about school boards and the role that they play in school funding. He feels like that's appropriate. What he really feels is inappropriate are judges declaring that the funding from the state is inadequate. And you've seen that around the country. Kansas, it was referred to in the testimony. Washington is another state where this has happened. South Carolina, where I grew up, you know, 20 years since I was in high school, they've been having a suit about school funding. And there's definitely a history of that in Tennessee as well.
Well, yeah, you've got a handful of school systems now in Tennessee that have filed suit against Governor Bill Haslam in this effort to get more education funding. Is this constitutional amendment seen as some kind of way to keep other school districts from getting the same idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think what this definitely reflects is some frustration among lawmakers towards the school districts. A lot of them feel like districts, especially since the small school suit in 1993, which is a landmark suit on school funding, they feel like that districts have been really quick to go to the courthouse or to threaten litigation. You know, the question is really, can they shut down lawsuits? You know, the fact is, this proposal is very subtly worded. You referred to it only adds 9 words to the state constitution. And the Attorney General says that it's so subtly worded that it really won't do a lot. It won't really lock the courts out of the equation at all.
All right. So school funding, it seems like this perennial issue. And I recall state officials saying in the past that it's one of those things no school district's happy about. You got rural schools. They feel like they're short shrift. But so do urban schools. So what is the debate really about?
The question here is about what fair means, and that, I think everyone agrees that it should be fair in some way. Some districts say that every student in the state should get the same amount of funding, regardless of whether they're in a rich district, a poor district, an urban district, or a rural district. Others say that districts with a high number of English language learners and special needs students, that they should get more money to provide those services for those students. And then, as I referred to earlier, the small school suit was an important piece of important case. You know, the heart of that was that in rural districts, despite all this spending by the state, they didn't have adequate science labs, computers, the things that a lot of students take for granted. And what that led to is the formula that we have today, the basic education program.
All right. So in a constitutional amendment like this one regarding education funding, it requires a vote of the people, something that's going to be on the ballot, which would be several years down the road. Lawmakers are the ones who've got to sign off first. So what has their reaction been?
Well, you know, lawmakers are probably going to be behind anything that claims to increase or preserve their power. It's tough for them to find a reason to oppose something like that. The real question is what the voters are going to think about it. The small school suit is actually really popular in a lot of the state. People feel like it's really improved the facilities where they are. Parents in districts where they think that the General Assembly isn't giving them their fair share now maybe are not going to be in favor of something that would claim to give them more power, the lawmakers more power. And then, you know, already you've got opponents of this legislation saying that really what the legislature is trying to do is back away from the state's commitment to public education. So that's a pretty controversial thing, you know, to say about this as well.
Okay, but what opponents are saying, is that just a political tactic?
Well, you know, this comes after there have been a lot of changes to public education. You've had charter schools. You've got the Achievement School District, where the state can take over underperforming schools. You've got virtual schools. There's been talk of vouchers for private school education. So, and then you've got districts saying that that the state is asking them to do more and more and more and not necessarily providing the funding to do it. So after all of that, then if you start talking about changing how funding decisions are made or preserving or saying that only the General Assembly gets to make these decisions, you've got a pretty tough sell.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Chaz Siska is WPLN State Capitol correspondent. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.